Now, when it comes to homes, those moving into an old farmhouse will have a different experience than a family, say, moving into a home built in the early 2000s. A lot has changed in home construction over the years, moving along with the times just like other industries. But how do these changes affect those employed in those industries? And has the quality of new homes improved or declined? We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Are you in the construction industry? What kind of changes do you see in the industry and the materials being used? If you're a homeowner or interested in buying a home, do you have concerns about buying a newer or older home? Give us a call at 800-642-1234. Allie Bereni has been studying and practicing carpentry since 1992. She's a construction and remodeling instructor at Madison College. Allie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So you work as an instructor, as we said, for students who want to join the construction industry, and you've been in that industry yourself for many years. When you hear people say they don't make them like they used to, does that ring true to you?
Well, absolutely, it rings true. I would say that that's for the better and for the worse, and really depends.
And so let's take that apart. In what ways is it for the better?
Homes are much more energy efficient than they were 50 years ago, certainly 100 years ago. And our homes do a lot more than they used to. We expect our homes to do a lot more. We're connected to the internet in our homes. Of course, we all take for granted that we have central heating, we have indoor plumbing. You know, 100 years ago, that wasn't a for granted thing. And, you know, even just if you think about an older home and you go in the bedroom and there's one electrical outlet, it's not even allowed anymore.
Hmm.
And then the other is that the building code has gotten much stricter because certain natural disasters have kind of taught us how we need to be building homes so that they can survive those natural disasters, whether it's wind events like tornadoes and hurricanes, flooding events. Out west, they've learned a lot about wildfire and how to prevent that.
So on the plus side, we've got more efficiency, probably higher functioning homes, and like you said, you know, more standardization of safety and other kinds of regulations. What about on the con side? What are we missing these days?
Well, I think that some of the things that people find charming about older homes, the really fussy and fancy trim work and things like that, generally we don't see as much of that anymore. And if somebody really wants that, there's a pretty big premium on that because it's a higher level of carpentry skill that goes into that. And frankly, there are just fewer people who are able to do that work, can do that work at an affordable price. And so I'd say houses aren't as, if you're very into all those really fine details, you're probably not going to see as many of those.
And I do think it's, if we saw two pictures of a house, say, built in the 1930s versus a picture, and I'm thinking interior pictures, and a picture of a house built in the 80s, I think most of us would just immediately be able to say, oh, that's the 30s, that's the 80s. I mean, you can tell those differences. Like you said, there are a lot of those details. And a lot of that comes from materials. And materials have really changed a lot, right? In that older home, you might have hardwood floors. You might have plaster walls. You might have on the exterior more wood trim. What are the products that are being used today instead of those?
Well, exactly as you say, I mean, an older home, a 100-year-old home, for example, a lot of the parts are going to be solid lumber. And, you know, those trees were probably their first growth trees. They were, when they cut them down, they were nice and wide and tall and straight. But the trees that replaced them and that we're harvesting now are 40 years old, and they're not as good for construction, mm-hmm. quite frankly. So what's replacing a lot of solid lumber is what we in general call engineered materials. And they often are a composite material. They include wood, but often very small pieces of wood, wood that would have normally have been basically waste, and a little chemistry, a little heat, a little pressure. And now you have a board that is not solid wood. It definitely has wood in it. But from the point of view of the carpenter, it acts like wood. It's treated like wood. From the point of view of the consumer, it is more stable than a solid wood piece would be, probably needs less maintenance. So it has certain advantages.
Let's go to the phones, and Randy in Ripon is with us first. Hi, Randy, what do you have to say?
Well, I've been a carpenter for 44 years, and not helping any years. I helped my dad as a kid, not counting those years, but things have changed, some good, some bad, and like you were saying with the growth rings on the lumber, I mean, the lumber today is garbage. It's really hard to find good lumber now, and I look at some of the virgin lumber that's been reclaimed, and it just amazes me how tight the growth rings are, which makes lumber more stable.
Absolutely. You won't get an argument from me.
Right. But there's also this myth that a lot of these old farmhouses were just built so much better. And I'll tell you, a lot of these places I worked on, they were built by farmers. And nothing knocking farmers. I come from farming, but... you know, there was a lot of that's good enough going on.
Not necessarily made by craftspeople.
No. And I've worked on some older homes that were built by professionals, and there's a profound difference.
And thanks for that call, Randy. And actually, Allie, something that, you know, Randy was saying that not all those old homes or structures were built well. Something I was reading and preparing for this kind of made me laugh, that there were probably a lot more badly built homes back then, but they haven't lasted, so we're not seeing them. So what we're seeing is the good ones.
That's fair, exactly. The ones that have stood the test of time, we can take apart and be like, wow, this is amazing. Other times, I've worked in remodeling for the most part for 25 years, and I'll take apart a wall and just think to myself, like, the things that we consider absolutely required for the structure are not there, and yet the thing's standing. So, you know... It was certainly good enough to stand, and maybe it wouldn't stand up to a Category 4 hurricane, but it did fine.
It's sitting there in front of you.
It's sitting there in front of you. And homes these days, one of the issues that we have with homes currently is that we build them much tighter. People talk about homes being too tight, and now the house can't breathe, and there's mold problems and things like that. And that can certainly be an issue that you just don't have in a 100-year-old house, because it's got holes all over the place. Mm-hmm. It's always drying out. It's always ventilated. The way to solve that is not to build less tight homes. We really don't want to go backwards that way. What we want to do is make sure that our homes are able to dry out, that we get fresh air, things like that. So it's not, I'm not advocating going backwards at all. I'm just saying we have to be smarter about how we build houses now.
I guess a question for you, Allie, since you are not just someone working in the trades, but also teaching people too, is how do you bridge that? I mean, you must be teaching people about working with the newer materials and, you know, the top technology that's available, but I'm guessing you also want to teach people how to work well on those older structures that have different materials and things like that. So how do you create that balance?
Well, I mean, what we do is we try to teach people, we teach our students to do remodeling. So they're in an older home and seeing how those are put together. But absolutely, a lot of our class time will be focused on these newer materials and really having to be very conscientious about installing these newer materials exactly as prescribed by the manufacturer. Most of them come with really excellent warranties that are absolutely worthless if they're not installed correctly. And it's on the installer to get that right.
Let's take a quick call from Prairie in Dodgeville. Hi, Prairie.
Hi. I'm a carpenter in Southwest Wisconsin. I've seen a lot of the same things that your guest is talking about, and I agree that some of it's we're just running out of trees, but then I also think that as consumers, we have to take responsibility. You know, if a house changes hands every 10 or 15 years and everybody wants a new kitchen, what's the motivation from the industry to make those cabinets out of quality materials? You know?
and we're running short on time, Prairie. I want Allie to be able to respond to that. So is there some responsibility on the part of consumers and on people in the industry?
Well, I mean, certainly the industry has, in the example of kitchen cabinets, yes, they would love it if everybody changed their kitchen every 10 years. And so there's not a lot of incentive there, and people do move more than they used to, absolutely. And so it is, it's a problematic, that's problematic. How do you get people to pay for quality if they're not planning on being there for 50 years and raising their whole family there?
And really briefly, Allie, if someone is looking for a house, what would you recommend they look for, whether it's old or new? What kind of quality should they be kind of trying to make sure is there?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess, you know, they talk about looking for a house with good bones. And I think one of the things that can sort of tell that is if you walk into the house, are the floors level? Do the doors open and close? Things like that are pretty easy for anyone to see. And that can tell you that, yeah, this thing is structurally sound.
And I'm guessing get an inspection.
Inspections are always a good idea.
Allie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Allie Barreni, construction and remodeling instructor at Madison College. She joined us to talk about how the home building industry has changed over time, both in the materials that are used and the people who know how to work with them.